We can use the core quadrant model for understanding yourself and others more deeply. This is essential for personal growth, effective communication, and team dynamics. Daniel Offman's core quadrant model provides powerful insights into human interactions, emphasizing that there's no such thing as inherently difficult people, only differences arising from unique core qualities. So what are core qualities? Core qualities are innate, natural strengths that define who we are at our core. They are qualities we effortlessly exhibit, often without even realizing it, believing anyone could do the same. Examples include decisiveness, empathy, diligence, punctuality, and helpfulness. These qualities profoundly shape our personality and influence our other traits. Please have a look at the resource document in order to see the visual representation of the model or search for core quadrant model on the internet. The core quadrant consists of four interconnected elements. Core quality. Your core quality is your inherent strength, something natural and positive, uniquely characteristic to you. It's effortless and often taken for granted. Pitfall. Every strength has a shadow side when taken too far. This shadow is called the pitfall, representing the exaggerated or distorted version of your core quality. For instance, decisiveness can become pushiness, or helpfulness may evolve into intrusiveness. Challenge. Your challenge is the positive opposite of your pitfall. It balances your core quality and prevents you from falling into the pitfall. For example, the challenge for someone who tends toward pushiness might be patience. For an overly meticulous person, flexibility could offer balance. Allergy. Your allergy is the exaggerated form of your challenge, behavior that irritates you significantly when observed in others. This allergic response indicates qualities you deeply struggle to tolerate. For instance, a decisive person might feel allergic to passivity. A practical example is having decisive as a core quality. However, taken too far, it turns into the pitfall, pushy. In order to rebalance this, your challenge is to be more patient. However, if you take this too far, you become passive. A trait that you would, under normal conditions, experience as very irritating when observed in others. Recognizing your allergies when seen in others is crucial, as encountering them can unconsciously drive you into your pitfall. Imagine that you as a proactive person encounter someone that is passive. As this is your allergy, and you might become overly proactive and start pushing. As you start pushing, the other person becomes even more passive, and this dynamic only increases. So what's the difference between core qualities and skills? Core qualities are innate. They are part of who you fundamentally are. You cannot choose to switch them on or off, though you may sometimes hide them. Skills are learned and acquired through experience and practice. For instance, language proficiency and technical skills. Applying the core quadrant. This tool can be applied individually or within teams to enhance awareness and mutual understanding. Individual use. Begin by mapping your own quadrant to identify areas of strength, pitfalls, and growth opportunities. Recognizing these patterns can significantly boost your personal development. Team use managers and teams can use the quadrant to facilitate conversations, address conflicts constructively, and improve overall collaboration. Understanding others' core qualities and associated pitfalls fosters empathy, improves communication, and builds stronger relationships. Core qualities, pitfalls, and allergies. Understanding how qualities can become pitfalls helps in recognizing how personal irritations or conflicts arise. Helpful becomes intrusive. Decisive becomes pushy. Adaptable becomes fickle. Observer becomes know-it-all. Loyal becomes dependent. Leader becomes dominant. Under stress, individuals tend to exhibit their pitfalls more frequently. Under extreme pressure, people may even shift into their allergy, the exact behavior they usually find most irritating in others. Recognizing this dynamic can help manage stress and prevent conflicts. So how do core quadrants show up in the workplace? Employees who consistently use their core qualities at work experience higher engagement, increased satisfaction, and better performance. Leaders who leverage their team's natural strengths help foster a positive and productive work environment. Research by Gallup confirms that actively using core qualities significantly boosts employee engagement and organizational performance. Core quadrants also come in handy between people. As mentioned earlier, seeing your allergy being acted out by someone else might direct you towards your pitfall, leading to a negative downward spiral where the other steps into his or her pitfall, which is your allergy only more. Your allergy is the pitfall of someone with an opposite core quality. If this happens, your allergy will probably increase, and so does the pitfall behavior of the person you are interacting with. In order to resolve this situation, both need to move towards their challenge. However, in the heat of the moment, this might be difficult. Again, have a look at the resource document to see the visual representation of this situation. To conclude, the Core Quadrant Model by Daniel Ovman invites you to approach relationships and self-awareness with curiosity and openness. By recognizing and balancing your core qualities and their pitfalls, you can achieve greater personal effectiveness, deeper empathy, and more meaningful connections both personally and professionally.